Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I never considered the song and the words before I take a flight. Let's hope that this is not heading into a danger zone, though I can't even tell you how impactful that scene from Top Gun, the original. Of course, it was in Maverick too, but that scene and that music has been on my life. So one of those moments, those movie scenes slash songs that I will never, ever, ever forget. I didn't even need to watch it 1,500 times like I have Karate Kid. I know that soundtrack down as well.
I'm due for a Maverick rewatch.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah. I've watched it 3 times now. I watched it originally in the theaters. Then I watched it with my college roommate when she came to visit. That was last year, though. And then I think that was in July we watched it. And then the Hubs and I watched it, gosh, earlier this year. I think maybe January, one of those movie nights that we did on the weekends when we were procrastinating fixing the house and getting it more organized. He loved it too. And he's actually said, man, I would watch that again. So we nearly watched it on the flight to Hawaii, but ended up not. I'm trying to think what else we watched. We watched something else. It was a movie actually that I had never heard of before that I knew the premise. It's a true story. I didn't know this particular family's story, but it was based on the tsunami in Thailand. And a family that they did lose one of their family members, I believe. But they were reunited over like distance and the tragedy separating them, the waters taking them different places. They lost one. I feel like they lost one family member. But anyway.
The Impossible, was that the name of it?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that was
right?
That was the name. Who was in it? Was it Naomi Watts and Ewan McGregor?
It was Naomi Watts. Yes, Ewan McGregor.
I'm sorry. How did you say that? McGregor?
Tom Holland was the kid in it.
I don't recall. I didn't know the kid.
He's Spider-Man.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the movie that we watched on the flight out there, and it was really incredible. Actually, I guess they all survived, right? The family of five?
They all survived. It was like a crazy chaotic. They were split up in different camps, and yeah.
Yeah, so it was a really good movie. All that to say that we didn't watch Maverick, but we definitely would watch it again. And I know it's maybe cheesy and more like a remake than it is. It kind of uses that same formula, and yet it was so damn
tremendous.
Good.
Especially, why ruin a good thing?
Especially in IMAX. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Happy almost Friday to you. A couple of hours from our weekend beginning. You know, it's a holiday weekend, so many people are already on their way out of town. You're already headed to parts unknown. Just kidding. I hope they're known. But the stat I heard from AAA on Thursday is that for the first time since before the turn of the century. So we're talking about first time since before 2000 when they started keeping track of these numbers. 44 million Americans will be on the move this weekend. So if there are travel issues, you're probably not alone. It's because it's a mass of people who are headed out. And I do know that in major metros, people have already gotten out of town. So twice in the last two nights, I got caught in crazy traffic in New York City. Some coming in because it's a holiday weekend destination, some going out, and I'm a dummy. I didn't leave time for it. I just get so annoyed at it sometime. No, I should not have to budget 90 minutes to drive 26 miles. Like that's insane. But my stubbornness comes and bites me in the rear. The last couple nights I've gotten caught in both in and out, and there's construction and the Hudson River. There's only a couple ways in and out of the city, so it's a However, we're not dealing with some of the other natural disasters that have plagued a lot of the country, so the South along the Gulf Coast and then also up into the Midwest. I know there's a lot of places that don't have power still. That includes my husband's family, and he's there too, in the Temple, Texas area, where an EF2 tornado landed on Wednesday evening and tore up a bunch of the town. They haven't had power since Wednesday evening. So he's trying to figure out how they're going to get ready for a wedding this weekend and also how he's going to work on Friday. He had an unintended day off on Thursday and now needs to figure out a way to work. So honestly, this is kind of funny. I'm sure other people are doing the same, but he's going to find a Starbucks.
I was just going to say, south of town, nearby. Yeah.
Right? He's going to drive to a Starbucks that's outside of town and they allow Wi-Fi. I actually suggested, you're going to laugh, the hospital apparently has power. So either the power company restored it right away, understanding the urgency, or they have really good generators, one or the other. They're certainly prepared for situations like this, especially in Texas. But I said to him, can you go to the hospital and use their Wi-Fi? And I was like, oh, never mind. That's kind of morbid. Maybe a Starbucks is better.
Starbucks is a little better setting, maybe.
Right. So, yeah, that's what he's planning on doing Friday and wedding this weekend. And most of the family involved in the wedding is without power. Not all, but most. And so I know they're a little bit nervous, just praying and hoping that the power comes on for the grandmothers and the moms and the wedding party itself. I know that the most important thing is that people are safe, and thankfully they are safe with no major damage to the home, just trees down everywhere, debris, as you can imagine, all kinds of people not only dealing with the lack of power, but also having to clear, whether it's debris or, I mean, there's power lines down. He actually said as he was driving home from dinner that he was having to take all kinds of detours. I'm sure a lot of you have been in this situation before. It used to happen a lot when I was in Oklahoma. There'd be power lines down, and so entire sections of a neighborhood are closed, and you have to find detours and ways around, but it's pitch blackout. There are no streetlights because there's no power. And I know his story is not unique. There's a lot of people in the U.S. dealing with that. So let's hope there aren't more severe weather issues and incidents coming up this weekend that also further impact the travel and all the people on the move. I've just determined I'll get there when I get there. This is a new thing for me. That's not typical for me. I'm much more of a chop, chop, let's go. I will fully and readily admit that patience is not my virtue. I'm a lot more patient than I was when I was younger, but it's a lifelong pursuit for me, patience. I've gotten much better. You might not believe it, but I get triggered by these types of delays that are the ones that are not explained. Or like, it's different if your plane has a mechanical issue. You don't love it, but hey, I'd rather you fix the plane before you put a bunch of people on it. But how about when you come across a traffic jam and you sit there and you sit there, maybe you inch along, you go nowhere, it takes you 30 minutes to go a mile, and then all of a sudden the traffic opens up and there was no issue.
I can't stand it.
Oh my gosh. Or even worse, this is one of my top pet peeves in the history of the world. Rubbernecking. What the hell?
Beat me to it.
You don't know the people who are in the accident on the other side of the road. Why do you have to slow down too? Oh my, it drives me crazy.
It's the worst.
We are such voyeurs in this country. Like, you don't know them. It's a, especially in New Jersey, northern New Jersey, where this happens a lot. It's a it's an area of 9 million people. The chances that you know the person who's in the accident on the other side of the road is slim to none. Where is R2-D2 when I need him to give me, oh, and then I hear Han Solo, never tell me the odds. You don't know the people. Why are you, it drives me insane. You're slowing down so you can determine whether or not you know who's over there?
I feel like it stems from you're waiting that long and you're like, in the car going, what the hell? Why is there so much traffic? I'm sitting here. And then you finally get to the site and you just have to take a look for yourself. See, I get mad at rubbernecking. I just get me out of here. Like, I just want to go. I don't want to see the site. I just want to be on my way. But I feel like that's where the rubbernecking stems from, right? It's like, oh, like, well, I waited this long. Then they get a glimpse. Now I've earned my look.
It's so frustrating. And then you inch by the accident and everyone speeds up again.
Yeah, like nothing happened.
Drives me crazy. Absolutely.
Every morning on my drive home. So, and I know the spot where it happens too. So,
Anyway, I've determined though this weekend, I'll get there when I get there.
The airport's different because I don't have patience for the airport. I'm a pretty patient guy. I have no patience for the airport because you're paying such a premium and they just don't care. And like you said, the unexplained delays and the where is my plane? Oh, like it's coming. Hour later, where's my plane? Oh, it's on the way. Like, what? Tell me.
Or where's the crew? We don't have a crew. Yeah, like, what happened to the crew?
My parents recently were on a flight. They landed. Everything's, they're home. They're home. But they didn't have a crew. I forgot what airlines was. Didn't have a crew to take the bags off the bottom of the plane and put them to the bag carousel. So they had to sit there for 2.5 extra hours while the airline had to wait for someone to bring in crew people who could come deload the plane. They were done. They're home. Just sitting there waiting for their bags.
Oh my
God. Like, I don't have patience for that.
Oh, no, that's incompetence. Yeah. And it's being understaffed and it's not being prepared. No, that's not the way you run a business. So I agree with that. But on this particular occasion, Jay, I'm just accepting that it's a holiday weekend. There are a bazillion moving parts. I'm one of the last flights out, right?
Which could be a better thing, maybe, theoretically?
I don't know. It's like being at a doctor's office.
Will be done, hopefully.
No, it's like being at a doctor's office where the chaos just stacks up.
I know.
And one appointment goes late, and then you've got every other appointment after that that incrementally is later and later and later. And that's the same thing with these flights, especially if it's a flight that's going back and forth or a plane that's going back and forth to a particular city. If it's late coming, and then it's late going, and then it's late going back, and then it's late returning, and then the crew needs to take a break, and
then the other guy on the crew is over his allotted hours.
Well, that's
then,
what I mean. Yeah. He's a mandated company break, so I'm just accepting it. I'm heading to the airport early because what if there are mass transit issues, like a train broken down somewhere, which also routinely
happens
in the New York City area. So yes, going an hour early. I'm taking the dog early. I'm going to the airport early. I'm taking my laptop. I'm almost done with a blog post on something that's very near and dear to my heart. I don't want to talk about it yet. It's not quite done, but I'm almost done with it. If I have to finish it in the airport, I will. Most of these airports have Wi-Fi available now. So, I'm going to.
Charging station. Ready to rock.
Yeah, I'm just going to figure it out. And I'm taking two books and my laptop. And I hope I can find some coffee. Like, I'll just get in through security and find myself some coffee and park it.
I like the mindset. It's the best way to go on this holiday
weekend.
It's
a new thing for me.
It's good, though, because it is what it is, kind of. I know you don't like that phrase, but that's kind of what you're going with.
I don't like it with sports. Yeah. I really don't. But you're right. In this particular case, there's nothing I can do about it other than be in position when they call my name. Actually, kind of funny. Now this is not my doing. This was a gift from someone who had extra miles. I'm on an upgrade list for first class, but it's highly unlikely. I'm last on the list. It's a family of four ahead of me. I think first class only has six seats, so it's not like I'm going to make it. But I actually was like, "Ooh, all right, for my trouble, maybe the holiday travel and all of the moving parts and people will cause someone to miss planes." And so
I'm thinking if the family of four, if they only have one first class seat available, they're not going to split up. So who's under that list?
They might split up, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would. Yeah, sorry, family. See ya.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think somebody would probably move up. Anyway, we'll see. I am not going to stress over it. The dog will be taken care of. The cat will be taken care of. The house will be fine. Bob's already gone. My little bag will be with me the whole time. I've got plenty of material. I'm just going to hang out at the airport. I'm going to be one of those people who goes and just chills. I'm just going to chill.
It sounds peaceful, actually.
Thank you. Right, except for the mass chaos that's unfolding
all around me.
Yeah, speaking of mass chaos, the Western Conference Finals in the NHL began on Thursday night. How do you like that segue? It didn't appear as though this was going to be chaotic, but you know the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Drysdale looking for McDavid. Good spin move on Matt Duchene. Now played it off the back of the net. Fell down. Hyman in front had a swing at it. Couldn't get it on that. Quick shot. Rebound score. Leon Drysdale for Brett Kulak. And Edmonton has the first goal of the Western Conference Final. It's 1-0. Tried to center. One-timer. What a save. Stewart Skinner on Lindell. And here come the Oilers. 2-on-1. McDavid and Hyman. McDavid over to Hyman. Broken up. Hyman got it back. Second effort. Scores! Five-hole on Ottinger. Powering through Chris Tanev. And Edmonton extends to a 2-0 lead on Hyman's league-leading 12th of the playoffs.
That's Jack Michaels on Oilers Radio. We had just talked to him about Zach/Shaq Hyman because that was his nickname, and Shaquille O'Neal sent him a jersey, which is kind of fun. He found out about it. So, yeah, 2-goal lead for these Oilers, the big bads. Draisaitl has said it's Stanley Cup or bust for them. They have very high expectations. Not even 5 minutes into the second period, they've already got the 2-goal lead. However, this is the Dallas Stars, and this is how they do their business. They also have some veterans who have a lot of playoff experience, and they were steady Eddie about it, just kept coming.
Robertson turns, top of the right wing circle, low shot, score! It bounced to Sagan! Slam dunk for Tyler Sagan, he's got both! And with 3:23 left in the third, game one is tied!
On the Stars radio network, Sagan is, but not only was he right place, right time, but I love the quick reaction and the fact that he didn't have to hesitate. He didn't wait for someone else to hop on that puck. It was experience. It's experience, and it's also being ready for that moment. That was, as he says, 3.5 minutes to go. And so they end up in overtime. Now, overtime is, wow, you want to talk about tense. It's sudden death, of course, so there's always that element. But the best player in the world, at least I think he is, Connor McDavid, gets assessed a 4-minute penalty seconds into overtime. So kind of put yourself in his shoes. This is not only his thing. He's supposed to be one of the best scorers in the world, right? So his team needs him out there. But it's a 4-minute penalty. It's not even your typical run-of-the-mill 2-minute power play for the Stars. It's a 4-minute power play. He got called for high-sticking Matt Duchene. Now, he says Duchene was kind of holding on to his stick and that he's not sure what else he was supposed to do. He was playing the puck. Duchene had a hold of his stick. He didn't think it was high-sticking, but regardless, he had to sit in the box for 4 minutes in double overtime. It's bad enough, I always felt like. I'm sorry, first overtime. But they did go into double overtime. I always felt like it's bad enough when a player has to skate off the ice and sit there. Sit there and think about what you've done and watch your teammates have to figure it out. Being a man down, they've got to defend because your ass is in the box.
They call it the sin bin for a reason.
Yeah, that's painful. It's one of those things where you think like, you do it once, you probably are, and maybe that's the whole point of the NHL. They want you to sit there and watch the situation that you created. But I would just feel this extreme sense of guilt.
Nothing worse than leaving that penalty box after the team scores on a power play.
Yeah, it's like
feeling.
The walk of shame. It would be the skate of shame.
The glide of shame.
Oh, that's perfect. The glide of shame. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and producer Jay. So he gets this 4-minute penalty, and yes, it did go the Oilers' way, but afterwards he's asked about those long 4 minutes in the, what did you call it, the sin bin?
Long, really long, really, really long. Miserable. I hated every second of it, but, you know, the guys did an amazing job, you know, truthfully. The penalty kill has just been amazing. And to step in there 4 minutes against a good power play, you know, can't give those guys enough credit.
On the Oilers penalty kill, I kind of think they enjoy this challenge. They relish it. I'm sure they'd prefer that it wasn't McDavid, but they are now 14 for 14 on penalty kills. So going back now, their last four times when they've been without an extra man on the ice, when they've had a guy in the box, they've been able to keep their opponent scoreless the last 14 times that they were a man down. So they get through that four-minute penalty. Connor McDavid rejoins his team. They head into double overtime. And what I say about the drama?
Nugent Hopkins with the trailer. Connor McDavid, who was robbed by Ottinger in the first OT. Up the board. Bouchard in front. Deflected home. And Edmonton wins the game. 3-2. It's Connor McDavid in double overtime.
That's our friend Jack Michaels on Oilers Radio. Just joined us earlier this week. I told you he's got energy for days. The NHL play-by-play announcers, they're incredible when it comes to their energy level. Here's the other wrinkle that we didn't let you hear, but you should definitely see it. Connor McDavid nearly ended the game in the first overtime, and he's in the crease. Now, how many times are you going to have Connor McDavid alone in the crease? No other defenders in there. Nobody running interference. It's just you and the goalie. And most of you would take Connor every time, right? Because of his stick work and his hand-eye coordination. Also, his instincts, his ability to move the puck quickly and to find a spot where he can jam it in, right? Like, I'm always so, I consider it sleight of hand. It's like magic sometimes where you think it's going one direction and, oh, no, it's not. Anyway, he could not get it by Jake Oettinger. And Oettinger is, well, his body is on the other side of the crease. His stick is essentially the only thing preventing Connor McDavid from ending this game in the single overtime in sudden death. His stick. How about that? And McDavid couldn't get it up off the ice, and so it was Oettinger's stick that stood as the last man standing. Pretty incredible if you haven't seen it. So, he got stonewalled by Oettinger in the first overtime, ends up finishing the job there in the second overtime.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
Eastwood Homes has fantastic news, offering 4.99 on select homes for a limited time. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Your dream home is waiting, with open floor plans perfect for family gatherings and private backyards for grilling and entertaining this summer. Tour one of our 18-plus communities located in the Charlotte area today. Yes, you heard it right. Only 4.99% on select homes. Visit eastwoodhomes.com. That's eastwoodhomes.com. Prices and promotions subject to change without notice. See new home specialist for details.
Every time, and that kind of feels like a Connor McDavid thing.
I just have to put it in the net. Simple as that. You know, it should have been in the net, and glad that we were able to get the win. Otherwise, I would have a tough time sleeping for sure.
So this is the conference finals, which means that it's the, 4-4. Would this be their ninth win of the postseason? Right?
Right.
they continue to excel in these one-goal games. But the thing about the Oilers is that it's tight so often that they're getting more comfortable in these situations. They've won 9 times. They had a game 7, obviously, against Vancouver. They've also had 9 one-goal games already in this playoffs. All right, so you can do the math. A couple of them, they've been on the losing end. But when you excel in games like this, it gives you this otherworldly calm and poise. And they are veterans, and they've got some of the best players on the planet, obviously. But hockey is such a tight game. The nature of the game is so different from any other sport. The margin for error in these playoffs in the Stanley Cup postseason is so, so teeny tiny. And to have all of these various elements part of Connor McDavid's game one, wow, talk about the emotional and mental roller coaster for him. So, yeah, big win for the Oilers. What a lift. What a confidence boost. And the Stars fought back to force not just overtime, but double. Just couldn't come up with the goal that they needed to end it. So we're now one game into each of the conference finals. And I expect the Rangers will battle back, and we're not going to have a 3-goal loss for them or another shutout at MSG. But that game, too, between Panthers and Rangers is coming up on Friday. Jay is not traveling his holiday weekend for that reason.
That's it. I'll be locked in.
Are you and your dad watching? Is it pizza night?
It is. Yeah,
it's me and my pizza dad will night be watching with the Rangers.
Yep,
okay.
We'll be tuned
so
in.
So not going somewhere else with buddies to watch the game.
No, I'm watching my dad.
Yeah. All right. I do like that. This is a tradition for Jay and his dad, although in the conference finals, it's been a while. So
it's been a minute. Yeah, we still haven't seen a cup. So together.
Hey, that's 94?
I was... One and little, maybe I'll just turn
Does
2.
Does your
maybe.
Dad yeah. tell you about it?
He was watching. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard many stories. I've never really asked.
It's been 30
years.
Own. You definitely need your own. I just wonder if sometimes he's like, back in the day.
I was the jinx.
On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Love to hear from you about some of these different broadcast shows that are becoming extinct. Ones that you miss or that you would really miss. There's another one, NFL and CBS, that is drastically changing. We haven't had a chance to talk about that a whole lot too. Good to spend this Friday morning with you as we head toward the holiday weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
So 2 outs with a man in second. Here is Jorge Soler.
Yeah, watching the replay of Triolo, he definitely was calling it.
Here's this pitch, and it swung out and grounded right to short. Cruz has it from the outfield grass. He'll throw out a first to get the final out. Boss Gaines, 1 run through 6 innings. Very good today. 5-1 Pirates. We'll go to the bottom half.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Exactly what the Pirates and their fans wanted from their star rookie, Paul Skeens, in his 3rd major league start. Goes a full 6 innings. Now, this time does scatter 6 hits, but only allows 1 run and has 3 strikeouts. Remember, last time he was pulled after 6 no-hit innings, and his manager indicated there was no way that he was going to go the distance. They were not going to do that with their rookie. Obviously, he is critical to them at this point, and I hope for their future. Let's hope the Pirates keep him around. But at this juncture in his career, they're not willing to take any type of risk. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I suppose when he left that the Pirates were feeling pretty good about the fact that they had a nice lead. So he left after, as I say, after 6 innings. And at that point, they were up, 5-1? Yeah, when he was pulled from the game, each team scored in the 7th. Oh, but then comes the bullpen for the Pirates in the 8th inning, and this was not the narrative. Although I suppose if you're a rookie, you kind of have to get used to it.
Chapman from the stretch, and his 0-2 pitch. Wisely swings, line drive, base hit, center field, and the Giants take the lead. Luciano scores from 3rd. Brett Wisely with the go-ahead hit here in the 8th, and it's 7-6 Giants.
on the Giants Radio Network, and before that, Pirates Radio. Paul Skeens leaves the game because they need to protect their investment. And promptly, the Giants make quick work of the bullpen. A 5-spot on the board in the 8th inning. And at that point, the damage is done. You can't put Skeens back in the game. Oh, dear. So the Giants get the win. Pirates fans get to see the star rookie, but they don't get the victory. And he's still working his way through the early stages of his major league career.
Didn't have the best stuff, but made do. I mean, that's their game. What they did today, they're not going to punch out a whole lot and put the ball in play. So overall, pretty happy with it.
I thought he did really good. Obviously, it wasn't what it wasn't his best, you know what I mean? But if you can go out there and put that kind of performance out without your best stuff, then there's definitely something to build on.
His catcher, Joey Bart, and yeah, at this point, it's gravy. I mean, he's already exceeded maybe not his own expectations or those of the Pirates, but I think when you're talking about a rookie, especially one who kind of pulling up and throwing out there and let's see what happens, and he starts like this, you're thrilled. Now the key is to stretch him out a little bit, get him used to it, the scout, the job, the routine, all of that, certainly wanting to bring him along easily so that you prevent him from getting hurt, especially in this age where there's so many starting pitchers and aces, especially that we feel like we've lost. Good for them. Baby him. He's not a baby, but he is your baby. So baby him as much as you possibly can. His fans are already all about it. It's a little bit like Caitlin Clark as a rookie in the WNBA where she is the attraction. Well, right now, fans, including kiddos, are showing up to see Paul Skeens. So this is courtesy of Sportsnet Pittsburgh, where a little kid in the stands at PNC Park is asked his favorite thing about Paul.
His mustache and Livy Dunn.
Okay. How old do you think that kid was?
No more than 11. He was a little kid.
Do we have the video that you can put up on our show Twitter at Amy After Hours? Okay, you're too young to know about those kinds of things.
He was so young.
You're too young to know about relationships.
He had like a paper mustache taped to his face, like to look like Paul Skeens. It was amazing.
You are too young to get excited about boyfriend girlfriend things.
And Livy Dunn.
Oh my god. And he's so excited to say that too.
He loved it.
Could you imagine? I hope she saw it. I mean, I hope they both saw it and she saw it and realized that there's an 11-year-old who has a crush on her.
It's a lot of people.
Well, true, but an 11-year-old, and that's if he's 11.
No, right.
We don't even know if he was 11, but I'm thinking he could have been a third or fourth grader, for heaven's sakes.
Amazing.
Well, and if you don't know, Livy Dunn is also from LSU. She's a top flight gymnast. Olivia Dunn is her name, a top flight gymnast. She's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Of course, she's beautiful, and she should be. She takes good care of her body. She's an athlete. I mean, she deserves all the accolades for the work that she's put in. And yeah, she also is dating Paul Skeens. I don't know if they're engaged. I just know that
I think they're just dating.
They're an item. And apparently, third and fourth graders know all about Livy Dunn.
His mustache and Livy Dunn.
The way he says it, too, the emphasis is dramatic. It's even funnier when you watch it, though, because he's
so happy.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, he was, I don't know, somehow got the TV people to recognize, hey, I've got, like, something that's really going to make you laugh.
Maybe.
Or maybe they just saw the mustache, and that's what they thought they were going to get.
They thought he was an innocent kid with the mustache. He's innocent. Not going to say anything like that.
So much for innocent kids. No longer. I teach fourth and fifth graders every Sunday at my church, and I'll just say to you that they come up with stuff, and you're like, how in the world did they ever, like, where did that come from? But the thing is, with access to the internet, you can find and see anything. And you know what? If you're Googling Paul Skeens, what's one of the first things that comes up?
Livy Dunn will be right there.
Right. It's going to be one of the first things you see on the internet. Now, I'm seeing this young boy again. I'm thinking 11 might even be too old.
It might be. It might be. I was being generous.
Oh, my gosh. He's got his hat on. Child. He's dressed up in a jersey. He's so proud of himself, too.
He's got the fake mustache because he's not even thinking about any sort of facial hair yet. That's how young this kid is. Yet he's thinking about Livy Dunn.
And Livy Dunn.
Kids these days. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too. And actually, if you want to see the video with a Pirates fan who is very proud of himself and just adorbs, despite the fact that it's a little disturbing at that age, it's on our show Twitter at Amy After Hours. Coming up, QB News. What?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
It's May. I know. It's a holiday, so we're going to celebrate with QB News.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it tossed? Oh, my goodness. It's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center. Steps back. Throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw. Looking. Firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's got it.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City.
Hand off to Eckler again, no, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap, Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
It's May. It's late May. Teams are just wrapping up their voluntary workouts, but it's still a good time for QB News. Why not? And honestly, I think before we even get to our quarterbacks, let's just start with a little Dan Campbell to whet your appetite, because the Lions are all the rage. Detroit is all the rage.
The hype train.
After 700,000 people show up for the draft in the Motor City, as he was meeting the media on Thursday, I think it was Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, he was asked about this whole idea of Super Bowl or bust for Detroit.
I don't see bust. I see Super Bowl. I don't know what the bust is. So
Super Bowl or nothing.
It's, you know, here's what I know, man. We all know what every team ought to have that, right? Every team ought to be like, man, what are you playing for? You're playing for a Super Bowl. So we're no different than that. But I think, yeah, we know that now. We work backwards from there. And so you got to set yourself up no different than last year. Certain things you got to do to really make that valid, you know, make that a reality. So, and so that's, yeah, ultimately that's what we want to do.
My favorite part of that whole thing, same thing for producer Jay, is how the reporter actually tries to explain to Dan Campbell what the phrase Super Bowl or bust means.
So it's...
He actually tries to explain it to him. You can't hear it over the music, but it's hysterical. Like, as if Campbell really didn't know. Thank you. Thank you for the intel. So Super Bowl or bust, Lions fans, do you agree with that on the heels of Jared Goff's huge extension?
They know exactly who's coming.
They are definitely one of the bells of the ball heading into 2024 for a lot of reasons. Staying in the NFC North, they are the team to beat, right? The Bears, they cleaned house. They sent Justin Fields to Pittsburgh. They've got new people that are calling the shots. Now, similar voices that we've listened to the last couple years when we're talking front office and coaching staff, but they're tweaking different parts. They brought in some more pieces that they think will fit well around their number one overall draft pick, Caleb Williams. But the reports out there are that his first couple of practices, voluntary practices, have been tough, that he struggled. What about it, DJ Moore?
Gonna ride through H-E-L-L and back with him. So I'm just looking forward to seeing what he put out. You can see the natural leadership is there. The natural arm talent is there. Everything about him is just always a positive thing. And even when he has a bad like play, he's looking to learn real fast right after. And I mean, that's all you can ask him for, him to quickly forget, but also learn at the same time.
I like that DJ Moore spelled out H-E-L-L. I would have gone with H-E double hockey sticks. I mean, it is Stanley Cup playoff season, but I do appreciate that he was sensitive enough for all the kids out there who were listening. I mean, that might include Caleb Williams. Kevin Byard's another new piece of the Chicago Bears, joining them in free agency, and actually went up to Caleb Williams after Thursday's practice and just said, keep it going. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep getting better. You know, days like this, according to Byard, this is how you get better, right? When you have a day when you struggle, that's how you learn. Lot of buzz around Caleb Williams, who will be the starter for the Bears to begin the season in early September. Now, in the NFC North, the buzz around the Green Bay Packers after they made the playoffs last year as a wild card, Jordan Love and a contract extension, but don't tell Jordan.
I don't really know what's going on, but we'll see. But yeah, I'm not going to get into too much contract stuff.
Good. Absolutely. That's the way to handle it. If you nip it in the bud immediately, you won't have to keep fielding questions. And also, he's there. He's there at practice, despite what people believe, which is maybe he shouldn't be without a new contract extension. Bums. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Daniel Jones, he heard a lot of different rumors that the Giants might draft a quarterback. In that April draft, that first round, it was so widely anticipated. Instead, they go with Malik Nabers, a wide receiver. Daniel finally speaking out about what that time was like.
I wasn't fired up about it, but, you know, I think that, you know, it's part of it at this level. And like I've said, but, you know, what I can do is focus on myself and getting healthy, playing the best football I can play. And that I know I'm capable of playing. So that's my job, and that's what I'm going to do.
He's 6 months post-torn ACL and says he will be ready for week number one for the New York Giants. So I guess it remains to be seen whether or not he's the quarterback that they choose. We also know that Deshaun Watson is throwing and working out with the team, and he's at OTAs trying to get healthy himself.
He looked like himself to me. I've been able to watch him the last couple weeks now that we've gotten into phase two, so I've seen him throw. He's making great progress, and we will continue to just follow the medical team on this, but he looks like himself.
Kevin Stefanski also added Jerry Jeudy to these practices, a new wide receiver, and he got a big extension. So a lot of motivation there for a team that made the playoffs last year, of course. In that same division, it was the Baltimore Ravens who won the North and earned another MVP for their quarterback, Lamar Jackson. But he's not satisfied making changes this offseason.
I don't really know how many pounds I lost. I'm like 2-something right now, but I just say it was important enough so I can be able to move around a little bit extra. That's all.
Can you share how you did it? Diet, exercise, Mediterranean, cut up candy?
Nah, man, I'm a charge. I'm a charge for that, you know, because people be doing these little plans and stuff, and they still be, you know, having their weight on them. No, not to offend anyone, nothing like that, but, yeah, you're going to have to pay for that. Just under 230. Just so I can be more agile, be able to move more.
All right. So Lamar Jackson.
Been a millionaire and been a champion.
He's not giving you any of his secrets, but he is dropping weight and he's becoming more agile. Whoa, watch out.
Bread and butter.
The rest of the NFL. Buffalo's got a new wide receiver. Well, it's got some new wide receivers. Marquez Valdes-Scantling on his first impressions of Josh Allen.
Josh is just super normal, man. I think that's the most exciting thing about it. You know, because obviously when you're one of the better quarterbacks in the league, some guys have egos, and all the quarterbacks that I've played with have not had those. And so that was the most exciting thing about just having a guy, you know, to that caliber, just be a normal dude.
A normal dude. That's what people say about Brock Purdy. He's just a normal dude. He takes care of his business. Well, Nick Bosa believes that Brock Purdy reminds him of another famous athlete.
I think he's definitely getting a little more vocal within the building. And, I mean, I don't think he's ever going to change. I don't think he's somebody that's going to change even when he gets paid next year. He's a man of faith, and he kind of reminds me of Scottie Scheffler. But except for he got arrested. But, just super humble and really good kid.
He reminds me of Scottie Scheffler, except for the part about getting arrested. You know what? I bet Scottie Scheffler wasn't expecting to add that to his 2024 resume either. And you may have heard by now that the arraignment for him has been pushed. So it's not until much later in the year, I think late summer, maybe early fall. But the latest development in that case is that Detective Gillis, the one that is accusing Scheffler of dragging him with his vehicle after he ordered him to stop, he has been reprimanded and punished by the Louisville Police Department for not turning on his body cam. And so they actually have had to deal with that internal issue on their side. I'm not sure how it affects the court case, but I dare say the whole thing might get thrown out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.